عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم حتى نقول لا يفطر ويفطر حتى نقول لا يصوم. وما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استكمل صيام شهر قط إلا رمضان، وما رأيته في شهر أكثر منه صياما في شعبان. متفق عليه. This hadith reported by Aisha, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah be pleased with her and pleased with her father. And the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, so the hadith is authentic. She informing us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to fast a lot to such a degree that we assume that he never break his fast, because the numbers of days, many days that he used to fast, to such a degree that we think that he never break his fast, and that he used to break his fast a lot of days to such a degree that we think that he did not observe fasting. Okay, so that means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to fast a lot, and also he used to break his fast a lot, and this is taken the middle course, okay, to be easy in yourself. And she said, I never saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fast a whole month, a complete month from A to Z, from day one until the 30th or the 29th, except what? The month of Ramadan. So that means he didn't complete a whole month in optional fasting, only in obligatory, which is the month of Ramadan. And I never saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fast more in any month than the month of Sha'ban, the month which precedes or comes before Ramadan. That means during Ramadan he used to fast the whole month, and during the month before Ramadan he used to what? Fast most of it, more than any other month. Hadith number 556, وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نصوم الشهر أن نصوم من الشهر ثلاثة أيام، 13 و14 و15. رواه النسائي والترمذي وصححه ابن حبان، والحديث صحيح. أبو ذر reported that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم command us. Okay, and we understand the command here to be what? That means he did not make it obligatory, because the only obligatory time to fast is what? Is Ramadan. That means we understand Amarana command us to be what? Strongly recommended. Okay? Strongly recommended, but it's not a must that if you did not do it, you'll be doing something haram. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam strongly recommended for us to observe the fasting of 3 days of every month, which 13, 14 and 15 from the Islamic calendar. This called Al-Ayyam Al-Qamariya or Al-Layal Al-Qamariya. Okay, this when is the moon almost full completely, and that shining very bright. Okay, so these 3 days, which is the 12, the 13, the 14, the 15, strongly recommended. And if he fasts this, as we mentioned before, for each day that you fast, Allah rewarding you 10 times. That means you fasting almost, you had fast the whole month. And if you do every month, that means as if you observe the fasting of the whole year. Okay, this is the layali al-qamariya, the moonly nights. And the hadith is authentic. Page number 237 and hadith number 557. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يحل لامرأة أن تصوم وزوجها شاهد إلا بإذنه. متفق عليه. This reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima. The hadith in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood, reported by Abu Huraira, the hadith is authentic. That is not lawful for a woman to observe optional fasting while her husband is witness, is present in his home or in his town, without seeking his permission. Again, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying لا يحل, that mean is not lawful, that mean is prohibited for a wife to fast while her husband is home, while her husband in town, without seeking his permission. Okay, so although that the optional fasting is recommended, great reward in it, but the greater reward comes in being obedient to your husband, fulfilling his needs and his desire. And if a woman want to do optional fasting, she have to get the permission and the approval of her husband first, except if she knew that he doesn't mind. Okay, so this will be a permission by what she knows from his habit. But still, it is his right more for her doing optional fasting, that he has the right first over her than her observing the optional fasting. This shows us the great right that a husband has over his wife, to such a degree that she could not indulge in any optional deed which may cause neglecting of his rights. Hadith number 558. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن صيام يومين, يوم الفطر ويوم النحر. متفق عليه. This hadith reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. The hadith is authentic, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the fasting of 2 days, even if you want to do it optional. Okay, if you want to do it voluntary, it's still forbidden. Forbid 2 days. This is the day of Fitr and the day of sacrifice, which is the feast, the Eid, the day after Ramadan. Immediately kul yawmul fitr, because this day that you break your fast, you have to. This fasting in that day is haram. And yawmul nahr, the day when you slaughter your sacrifice, which is the 10th of the Hijjah. Okay, the 12th days of the last month in the Islamic calendar, the day which comes immediately after the day of Arafah. These 2 days are feast, are Eid. For the Muslims, it's forbidden for them to fast. وعن نبيسة الهذلي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيام التشريق أيام أكل وشرب وذكر الله وذكر الله عز وجل رواه مسلم. حديث reported by نبيسة الهذلي, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi. So the hadith is authentic. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the days of Tashriq, the second day of Eid, the third day of Eid, the fourth day of Eid, okay, or the second day after Arafah, the third day of after Arafah, and the fourth day after Arafah. These days are what? Are days for eating, drinking, and remembrance of Allah. That this is the most rewarded and the most recommended to be done during these days. Okay? Form of celebration, eating and the drinking, and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We call ayam al-tashriq, from shuruq, sunrising, okay? The days of tashriq, which is the day comes after Eid al-Adha. The second day, the third day, and to some scholars they said the fourth day. That mean is not recommended for you to fast these days for optional fasting. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها and ابن عمر قال لم يرخص في أيام التشريق أن يصمن إلا لمن لم يجد الهدي. That hadith which in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, the hadith is authentic, reported by Aisha as well as Ibn Umar, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not give permission to fast the days of Tashriq, the day after Eid al-Adha, the second day and the third day and the fourth day. He did not permit it to be fasted, except what is the exception? It is the person who could not find the sacrifice, the hadi. The hadi for the people who make hajj and they make tamattu', that means they make umrah and hajj in the same season, the same year. This person is supposed to slaughter a sacrifice, an animal. Alright? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made exception for a person who could not find a sheep to kill or to share with others in a cow or a camel. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِبْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِّ وَسَبَعَهُ إِذَا رَجِعْتُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَمِلَةٌ. The person who could not find the sacrifice, so let him fast 3 days during Hajj and 7 when he come back home. This will be what? 10 days. So a person who could not find a sacrifice and he made tamattu', he made umrah and Hajj, okay, in the same year, so this would be exception for him to fast ايام التشريق, the days of sun rising or the days which comes after the first day of Eid. And this will also apply to the person who make Hajj and Umrah in the same year with Quran. Okay, we can explain this when we come to the chapter concerning Hajj inshallah. Okay, next hadith. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تخصوا ليلة الجمعة بقيام من بين الليالي ولا تخصوا يوم الجمعة بصيام من بين الأيام إلا أن يكون في صوم يصومه أحدكم. Hadith reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi, the hadith is authentic that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forbidden us to have a special form of worship for the night of Jum'ah or during the day of Jum'ah, like making qiyam, standing in tahajjud only for the night of Jum'ah, assuming that there is something specially about it, that we have to make qiyam only for this night, or that we go and observe the fasting of the day of Jum'ah. Okay, exception for this, that you making up for some days, or this is comes to be the 13 or the 14 or the 15 as example. Okay, so this is would be something else. But don't come and pick up Friday or the night of Friday specially from all the nights and all the days and say, oh, this is a special day, I'm going to fast. And this is to teach us something, that even if you have the right intention, the good intention, you try to please Allah, it's still that your ibadah and your volunteer action, it have to be according the like and the dislikes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It have to be according the approval and the disapproval of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, and this is very, very important. And if we can understand this, now we can save ourselves from a lot of problems that have been invented by deviant sects and deviant groups and sheikhs and imams, so-called sheikhs and imams of tariqah and Sufism and all these things. Hadith number 562 from Abu Huraira also. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يصومن أحدكم يوم الجمعة إلا أن يصوم يوما قبله أو يوما بعده. This is another condition. If you want to observe the fasting of Jum'ah, so you have to fast a day before or a day after. You have to fast a day before or a day after. And this will be acceptable, and the hadith is authentic in Sahih al-Bukhari as well, Sahih Muslim. Hadith number 563 also reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu an, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا انتصف شعبان فلا تصوموا. رواه الخمسة. إذا انتصف شعبان فلا تصوموا. That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when Sha'ban, the month before Ramadan, reach the middle of it, stay away from fasting. And the hadith is authentic. Okay? Again, your optional deed, it have to be according the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his approval and his disapproval. So, although you want to make optional fasting, but when Ramadan, when Shawwal, when Sha'ban, halfway, that means 2 weeks before Ramadan, now you have to stop fasting, optional fasting. Hadith number 564, reported by As-Samma' bint Busr radiyallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لا تصوموا يوم السبت إلا فيما افترض عليكم فإن لم يجد أحدكم إلا لحاء عنب أو عود شجرة فليمضغها. رواه الخمسة ورجال ثقات. The hadith is صحيح. The hadith is authentic. That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم forbidden us to observe the fasting of Saturday. He forbidden us to observe the fasting of Saturday, except if something obligatory. If Ramadan starts Saturday, you have no choice. Okay? To such a degree that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited us to fast Saturday, that you have nothing in your house to eat. Okay, to such a degree that nothing there except a grape skin or a leaf or branch of a tree, take it and chew it, so you are not going to be fasting. That means even if you don't have food, still try to find anything, chew it in your mouth to break this fast. This is day of holiday for the Yahudi, the Jewish, and they honor this day, and some of them they observe the fasting of this day, and we have to be different from them. So if there is nothing there except a sip of water, a date, anything, whatever it is, even if something is not going to help you to fill your stomach, take it and chew it to break the fast. And the hadith again is authentic. Hadith number 565. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر ما كان يصوم من الأيام يوم السبت ويوم الأحد وكان يقول إنهما يوم عيد للمشركين وأنا أريد أن أخالفهم. This hadith reported by أم سلمة رضي الله عنها say most fasting of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to be what? Saturday and Sunday. Okay, and says that this is the feast of the kuffar or the mushrikeen, and I want to be different from them. Okay, the hadith is authentic. That means to fast Saturday and Sunday together, both of them together, not Saturday by itself. Okay, so now you add in Sunday to it, and now will be a different. Okay, hadith number 566. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن صوم يوم عرفة بعرفة. Okay. نهى عن صوم عرفة بعرفة. And this hadith is weak. The hadith is weak. Although from other narrations we understand that the fasting of عرفة from the first hadith that we mentioned, hadith authentic there, he been questioned about the observing fasting of Arafah, and he said what? The reward of it will be what? Expiation, forgiveness for the past year as well the coming year. So the fasting of Arafah is sunnah, but not for the haji. The people who in Hajj, they did not fast. So the hadith with this narration or with this quotation is weak. Hadith number 567. This is the last hadith for this class or for tonight. Reported by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا صام من صام الأبد. متفق عليه. The hadith is authentic. وعن أبي قتادة بلفظ لا صام ولا أفطر. Okay, and the hadith is authentic. Reported by Abdullah ibn Umar that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying never fast or is not count as a fasting the person who fasts the whole year. Okay, that means the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't recommend the person to fast.